over and read all the chapters till the end. Take notes if you need to. And don't forget, the most impactful thing this book can do is make you take action and develop the habit of mindfulness. Good luck, and let's begin. Chapter 1. Mindfulness. A Brief Introduction. So what is mindfulness? A simple definition is that mindfulness is the practice of being mindful. What is being mindful? It is a state of mind in which your attention is completely on the present moment and not deluded by distractions. It is categorized as an awareness of our surroundings and our actions. The more aware you are, the more mindful you are. In general, mindfulness involves being aware of your thoughts, feelings, body sensations, and surrounding environment, since these are what the present moment comprises of. Mindfulness is a process, so it has a subject and an object. The subject is you because you are performing the act of mindfulness. The object is what you are being mindful of. There are two classes of objects you can be mindful of, the inside and the outside. The inside, your thoughts, opinions about yourself and others, emotions, memories, etc. The outside, your skin, feet, arms, body parts, the ground you're sitting on, the objects nearby, etc. So mindfulness can essentially be defined as the awareness of the inside and the outside. One thing to note here is that when mindfulness is performed correctly, reality is perceived with complete clarity and no filters or biases. Proper mindfulness is seeing things as they are. Also, please note that mindfulness and meditation go hand in hand in many aspects. So in this book, they will often be used interchangeably based on the context. Why should I do it? You should take up and practice mindfulness because there are tons of advantages to it. More of this will be covered in Chapter 2, but here are some reasons why you should not delay in further taking up mindfulness as a daily habit. Mindfulness is medicine. It has been shown that mindfulness helps people sleep better. So if you are someone who wants to have more sound sleep in your life, or feel exhausted very often, then this is something you should definitely take up. It also reduces critical pains in your body, like neck ache, back pain, arthritis, frequent headaches, etc. Mindfulness increases your mental powers. Neuroscientists from all over the world have published research which indicates that mindfulness training improves your ability to focus on demanding tasks. It also helps you ignore distractions better, which also leads to increased focus and attention. Mindfulness helps you overcome addictions. All of us have some form of addictions, be it alcohol, cigarettes, junk food, drugs, talking, TV, social media, etc. Over the years, mindfulness has been constantly found to help people fight and overcome addiction. This is because people who practice meditation can delay gratification and not react impulsively to triggers and cravings. Mindfulness actually makes you a calmer person. Whenever we are in a stressful situation, our body releases a hormone called cortisol, which regulates the metabolism and suppresses our immune system. Recent studies have shown that people who practice mindfulness for 10 to 20 minutes daily have 40% lesser stress and anxiety. This is because mindfulness can lower the levels of cortisol in the body, resulting in a calmer mind. Where did this come from? Although there is no concrete evidence of the origin of mindfulness, it is rumored to have started around 15th century BC in Indian Hinduism. Brahmin culture, caste of Hinduism, involved a lot of learning and reciting of scriptures and texts. In order to perform this heavy mental feat, the Brahmins had to free their thoughts up and develop concentration. They developed practices and principles for achieving this state. These later found their way into yoga and meditation, which originated and spread across India. Mindfulness has traditionally been a fundamental underlying concept of meditation. After Buddhism came into existence and adopted some of the principles of yoga and meditation,